WTAW news time is about 6 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. We'll keep an eye on that temperature as it drops. And we'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There has been no rate increase for trash collection in College Station for 10 years, and there is a projected loss of more than $200,000 in this year's sanitation services budget. But for the time being, the rates will remain the same. That's after the City Council delayed action on staff recommendations to raise rates one time for the next 5 years.
Jerome Rectorick and James Benham were among those in last night's 5-2 vote who wanted more information before considering what Benham called a massive increase for residential customers of $2.35 a month.
Part of our solution is looking at the rate of the service that we give, and is this cost effective?
Sure. Or even the entire concept of the city running solid waste collection.
Okay.
Later in the meeting, Benham also received majority support directing staff to gauge interest to private companies to collect College Station's trash. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's been more than 2 years since the Houston YMCA was first approached to open branch locations in the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says while the Y is creating three proposals for local consideration, the city council is taking action on a new sewer line that would serve a possible center east of the freeway and north of Fitch. Mooney, during his visit on our show, says the Houston Y has been focusing its attention on four locations damaged by Hurricane Harvey. The city of Bryan has announced receiving nearly $2 million in federal money towards the costs of additional sidewalks and bike lanes. The city will pay about 1/4 of the construction costs plus the staff time to design three projects. One is a 12-foot wide path along the freeway's northbound service road between Boonville and Old Reliance. A second is a bike lane along Coulter from 29th to South College. And sidewalks would be built along Coulter between William Joel Bryan and South College. Blinn College trustees have been asked to apply $4.5 million in unspent bond money originally designated for projects at campuses in Brazos County to projects in Brenham. Facilities Director Richard O'Malley says savings were generated after allocating more than $44 million in Brazos County, including Blinn's first building at the Rellis campus.
Project is on schedule for completion in the fall of 18. It's about 30-35% complete to date, and construction's moving along very well.
Money has also been reserved for Blinn's Brazos County Health Science, Veterinary Technology, and Dental Hygiene programs. Trustees will consider future action to spend the remaining bond money in Brenham towards renovations at their student center and library and to expand their agricultural center. College Station police arrest an Oklahoma man after two women say they were the victims of road rage Tuesday afternoon on the freeway. 50-year-old Daryl Lynn Armstrong is accused of tailgating the victims in a 3-ton pickup near a construction zone. Then as the victims were being passed, Armstrong is accused of lowering a window and pointing a handgun at the women. According to the arrest report, Armstrong did not offer any alternative explanation to what happened. That led to his arrest for disorderly conduct. He is out of jail after posting bond. And a week later than usual, the Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector's Office has made its mass mailing of property tax bills. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says the delay in sending 109,000 statements was due to this month's Bryan School District special election. There were no changes to the design of the statement. The payment deadline is January 31st next year. More information is online at brazostax.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Vidice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Howdy, I'm Linda Harvell, and I'm running for re-election to the College Station City Council, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, the Texas Trading Post, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will continue to work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and our quality of life. Please vote to re-elect me, Linda Harvell, for College Station City Council. For more, go to VoteLinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer. Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 28th, it's feral hogs. Feral hogs are an ever-growing expensive problem for farmers, ranchers, and property owners. Come learn the latest in control measures this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cold front arrays across the area today. It's going to be partly sunny, windy, with the chance of a shower as the front comes through. A lot cooler today, 60 to 65. Becoming clear, cold tonight, breezy into the evening, lows 35 to 40. Sunshine and still cool tomorrow with highs of 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. The outlook for Sunday, abundant sunshine, highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Friday Night Lights. It'll be the battle at the Green tonight between the Bryan Vikings and the Rutter Rangers. Rutter still looking for that first win of the year, but Coach Greg Morgan hopes they can pull it off on a rivalry night.
These kids grew up next door. A lot of times went to junior high with each other, and the familiarity with each other's players and programs, you know, is never going to be any greater.
We'll break down that matchup as well as some other ones going on around the Brazos Valley. Of course, Fighting Texas Aggie football will be in action tomorrow. I actually asked Coach Kevin Sumlin about the benefits of having a bye before playing a really physical team like the Bulldogs. We'll hear Coach's answer on that. And Fighting Texas Aggie soccer picked up the win last night. They've now won 10 straight heading into the SEC tournament.
Wow.
We'll talk more about that game and game three of the World Series. All that more coming up in sports.
That's a biggie for the soccer team.
Yeah, it was. You know, and they were really hoping to get that third SEC championship.
Yep.
They came up just 1 point short because Florida didn't take care of business against South Carolina.
Yeah, but they did their part. That's fine.
Oh, by the way, Scott, not to continue on the politics, but, you know, Greg Abbott was at that scrimmage the other night.
Wearing his Astros jersey.
Right, wearing his Astros jersey. And, of course, he's a University of Texas grad and lives there in Austin. So he gave the hook'em horns. He also gave a gig'em. He's a typical politician.
All right.
But
okay.
He said his next act as governor will be to try and get the two teams to play football again.
Okay. Well, and that, see... But here's the deal, no matter what, he gets a seat on the 50-yard line in the press box.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
His first act as governor, because there are so many other things.
His next act.
Well, right, okay, but there are so many other things that we don't need to address.
Not at
all.
I think he might have said it kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
He'd love to use that. He'd love to use that. Here's the deal. You know, for people, if you don't follow this, for losers like us who have nothing else to do other than follow college football, they put out bowl projections.
Correct. Mm.
This team could play this team in this bowl game, and it's way too early for that.
Right.
But, you know, one of the projections has them playing in not one but two bowl games. One group has them playing in Memphis, A&M in Texas. One group has them playing at NRG in Houston. Now, so the question is, do you really want the rivalry to start up again at bowl game in Memphis?
Well,
or
and
even in Houston, for that matter.
Quite frankly, I think that both teams would put the kibosh on that. I don't think that they're going to believe that, you know, the best way to do that, as you talked about, is to do it in the postseason, unless it's a New Year's Six Bowl.
Well,
which,
that'd be big, but
Texas is not going to be. No. Texas has no chance, and A&M has a very much outside chance. But
all right, so today you get to order your iPhone 10 or X or whatever it's
called.
Yeah,
I got the email.
If you're just dying to spend ever how much money that is.
It's $1,000.
Oh, well, call her.
My own unscientific poll says Mustangs don't want to play them anyway.
Well,
they made a bed, let them lay in it.
Well, we'll see what happens.
See, everybody says that. So I don't believe
that. You got an extra $1,000, today's the day.
Yeah.
You could pre-order that phone.
It. That way you can just look at it and it opens up.
And then, of course, after you get that new phone, how do you subtly make sure that all your friends know that you've got it? You know what I mean?
Because how do you take a picture of your phone?
Or just you happen to be standing there with your friends going, huh, look who's got a new phone.
Right. Well, you can tweet about it, I guess.
You could probably do that. Mm-hmm. That's probably right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, don't forget, November 5th is the beginning of daylight saving or the end of daylight saving time.
Oh, okay.
There's a story. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it today. Some people in Massachusetts want to go back to that time and stay on it 12 months a year. They don't want to move that back and forth thing. Well, you got to be careful about that because your neighboring states, when it comes to business and things like that, you kind of got to be on the same page.
I feel like
that.
This has to be, it has to be like a whole section decision or,
that's
you
whole
know,
section. Yeah. A whole time zone decision.
Oh, there we go. A whole time zone decision, a whole country decision. It really can't be state by state.
Well, I mean, Arizona does it.
Well, and Indiana does it. And actually, El Paso generally tends to do more business in the mountain time zone.
Yeah.
Which, again, from a geographic standpoint, I get that. That makes sense. But the debate comes up every year. Is this really worthwhile? Why are we doing this? Of course, we like it right now because we get the sleep back, or the 1 hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll continue to have that until we come up with some logical reason. I can remember for years, for decades, Paul Harvey would talk about how stupid this is. Why are we continuing to do this? It's from a long time ago, and we still do it.
Well, what's the traditional hours? Would they be the way they are now, or would they be like they are in the springtime?
No, the way they are in the springtime.
Okay.
Right.
So it would be spring and forward.
What we do is we go back right now. So on the what happens, the switch we make on the 5th takes us back to, quote, normal time. So
we would have more daylight? Is that the question?
That's what
I want to know.
Well, you mean usable daylight. That doesn't change the number of hours of daylight. That's
right.
has to do with the earth and the sun and all that stuff. But yeah.
We're really wading off into the weeds here, Scott. You're losing me.
Science. All right, never mind. Look, so what's our temperature right now?
Okay, let me go and refresh.
Yeah, and we'll see what that is.
Update.
Yeah.
It does. It is 62 degrees.
Okay, and the winds are
north at 14 miles per hour.
So now, what's our Sunday forecast look like? Do we know what the weather?
Sunday, sunny with a high of 71.
Sounds amazing.
Well, it does. That's
Sunday night, it's still supposed to get cooler, but only 46.
See, and so this is the weekend. If you haven't done it, this is the weekend to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
You know, I was thinking that exact same thing.
Yep.
Are you going Sunday, Zach?
I was thinking about it.
If there were just a radio station that would give away tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival,
I would listen to it.
Yeah, well, 695-1620. We'll give away tickets to any Sunday, is going to be a nice one.
And I'm going to look up the theme for this weekend, too.
Yeah,
that's important.
That.
Okay, these tickets are good for Sunday at the Texas Renaissance Festival, 695-1620. You can text us, but not to win the tickets. I'm just saying. I mean, we're glad when you text us.
Yeah, we need callers, though,
for the tickets.
But you can text me and tell me I'm pretty.
Okay, you could do that, right? Okay, did we find out what
it is Old Hallows Eve.
That would make sense.
Ghoulies and ghosties and things that go bump in the night around. Time for some scary good fun in the new market village. Little goblins will enjoy trick-or-treating throughout the village while the very brave may dare a trip into the terrors inside Slayer's castle.
Listen to you.
Enter our Halloween costume contest or the kettle corn eating contest for a chance to win spectacular prizes. It's so much fun.
He went from scary monster to old granny.
Yeah, well. The two are sometimes
compatible. And
then back
to carnival worker.
They could be that close. He sounds like a carny. Hey, who's this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer who?
Palomares.
Jennifer, what do you do?
I work at Ryan Radiology.
Well, good for you. Now, so if you went to the Renaissance Festival this weekend, would you go in costume or just be Jennifer?
Depends on what the weather's going to be like.
Oh, well, the weather's going to be 70 degrees, so it should be really pleasant. So sunshine and 70, you know, so that could work. Well, think about
possibly
that.
Possibly in costume.
All right. I got tickets for you, okay? Come by and pick them up.
Great, thanks.
All right, see you. Bye. 695-1620 if you want to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival Sunday.
I've already had two people text me in and tell me I'm pretty.
There you go. All right.
Thanks, texters. Y'all are the best.
Sorry you had to solicit that. Are you
included on that promo pick there, Chelsea? Or?
Oh, by the way, what was that deal the other day? What were you you had a survey going on. What was that for?
The survey on
the letter jacket?
That's
it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So how did that end up?
It was, I think we talked, 42 votes total, and 88% said, no, it is not okay to wear your letter jacket after high school graduation. Okay. And I believe Zach and Adam were the only two who voted
so
yes.
So now, Zach, it's going to be chilly tonight. Are you wearing your letter jacket?
Probably not.
Okay.
Just show up to the high school football game. Yeah.
My letter jacket from back in the day. Hey there, who's this?
Amy.
Amy who?
Zamonic.
Amy Zamonic. What do you do, Amy?
Stay-at-home mom.
There you go. All right, I got a pair of tickets for you. Oh, so you got kiddos at home. How many little trick-or-treaters are you going to have this weekend? Or out of your house?
Just one.
No, that's not bad. All right, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you for Sunday, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hi there. Who's this?
Cindy.
Cindy who?
Flanagan.
All right, what do you do, Cindy?
I work for Student Business Services at A&M.
All right. So now, have you been to the Renaissance Festival before or recently?
I have been. It's been many years.
You know, it's probably changed a lot, but if you're willing to go for the change, this would be a good weekend for you. So I got tickets for you for this Sunday or any Sunday as long as it runs, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Come by and pick them up. 6-9, and that's it. Okay, well, we got a few more, but we're going to save them for later on because we got 9 weeks this week in the Renaissance.
That's to save them, yeah.
Extra week in there. All right, but anyway, so did you talk yourself into going this weekend?
Zach?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I was already planning on going just because of the weather.
Okay.
I think I'm going, Ole Miss weekend, so November 18th.
Okay.
And Reeves has never been before.
No, I have, but I was very, very young.
Oh.
I was like.
So you haven't really been
Yeah, you really haven't been to the Renaissance
No,
Festival.
I haven't been. Correct. I have not been to the Renaissance Festival in adult capacity.
You were guided away from certain
Correct.
Areas of the Renaissance
But
Festival.
I just looked up the themed weekends, and I'm super excited because it's Highland Fling, and I'm currently reading the Outlander series, which takes place in 1700 Scotland.
Because I know that everybody you're going with is going to want to have historical background on this.
Yes, and I'm going to have so much.
And I'm sure it'll be great weather for a kilt in November.
Exactly.
Looking forward
to it. Get out my plaid. Yeah.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, and on behalf of the Bush School's Mosbacher Institute, let me invite you to this year's McLean Leadership and Business Awards Ceremony, honoring John Now III, Chairman and CEO of Silver Eagle Distributors, the nation's largest distributor for Anheuser-Busch. He is also chair of the Texas Historical Commission. Join us at the Bush Presidential Library and Museum on Monday, November the 6th with a reception at 5 p.m., lecture at 5:30. The event is free, but seating is limited, so reservations are strongly recommended and may be made by calling 845-1927. You don't want to miss this exciting event. I'll be there and hope to see you.
Mark your calendars. The Brazos Valley Cares Run or Rock, a 5K and 1 mile kids race through Veterans Park, will be held Sunday, November 12th. This family-friendly event is a fundraiser for Brazos Valley Cares, whose mission is to support the brave servicemen and women and their families living in the Brazos Valley. The race will begin at 10 a.m. and finish around 1 p.m. The registration fee is $30 for adults and $15 for kids, and includes a runner's bag, t-shirt, and food from J. Cody's. If you don't want to participate in the race, you're still invited to come out and support our local veterans and enjoy the activities. Go to info@brazosvalleycares.org for additional details.
It's Aggie football season, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers game day parking and shuttle options. Park near Bush Library, Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, Northside Garage, or on Agronomy Road and pay $20 and $25 cash. Enjoy free shuttles to campus lots. Ride the downtown Bryan shuttle or get to the grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. Download the Destination Aggieland app for pre- and post-game traffic and parking info, or prepay at parking near Kyle Field at Kane Garage or other locations. Follow on Twitter, get to Aggie Game.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The best day to buy Halloween candy is today. And we'll tell you more about that in just a little while. Now the question, should we celebrate a weekday Halloween on the weekend before?
Oh, yeah.
Or the weekend after? Kids, of course, just going to be kids, so they're out on Tuesday night because they're kids and they can do that. But if you're an adult and you need to put on a costume and celebrate the way that adults do for Halloween.
Yeah.
When are you supposed to? Tuesday's really not the best day.
Right.
Because you may have to actually go to work the next day.
You may have to get up at 4.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I am not celebrating Halloween on a Tuesday.
Right.
Although I'm not celebrating because there's too many sporting events going on this weekend. But I say before. I think it's awkward to celebrate something like Halloween on November 3rd.
You're right. And that 72% of the people in this particular survey found that they thought that it was best to celebrate it this weekend.
Yeah.
The other 28% said, don't judge me. I'm going to do it on the 3rd or the 4th. But that's the other thing. Is it'd be kind of weird if you end up walking around in a costume on the 3rd or 4th of November because people aren't going to even remember, oh, it was Halloween last weekend.
Exactly.
So, I think they should do Halloween like they do Thanksgiving and make it like the last Saturday in October.
Now, that would be nice.
So now, have we decided?
Write a letter to the people.
I'll write a letter to Donald Trump.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll
in charge of that. So now, we decided?
Someone texted in and said the weekend before, the weekend after is deer season.
Oh, that's right. True. That's a good point. So now, Zach, are you going to let us know what your costume is before the show's over today? Or
you want me to let it out of the bag?
Well, I mean, are you going to be in it sometime this weekend? Or
I'm
going to
wear my costume on Tuesday.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm planning on dressing up for Tuesday.
Then we'll wait.
Because it goes out well over the radio.
It does. It works as
but
magic.
But a few of us around the office, we typically dress up for Halloween.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to dress up for the show, Chelsea? Or are you dressing up
I'll dress up for the show.
Okay.
I got to be in full spirit.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do that. Let's check some weather, shall we? And it's brought to you by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, we've already missed the high. If you haven't been out yet, that was as good as it was going to get because it's going to start to cool down. So winds are going to be gusting up to 25 miles an hour today. And so gradually cooling off a little bit during the day. We're going to have some clouds. There is a chance of some showers, but I haven't checked the radar to see if we've got anything out there. If so, it's moving through pretty quickly. Tonight, our low is 43 with north winds at 10 to 15. So if you're outdoors, be prepared for that. Tomorrow, north winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20, and it'll be sunny, high of 63. And then tomorrow night, kind of same deal, pretty chilly, 42 with winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then we gradually start moving back up, and guess what? Tuesday, we're going to be close to 79 degrees. Right now, we've got cloudy skies, and it's 66 with north winds.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Politico has bad news for the Democrats. A Democrat National Committee is heading into next year in a cash panic. Donors are not giving money. The problem is so bad, the DNC operatives worry they won't have enough money to build their ground game for next year's elections. Now, the new chairman of the DNC is a wacko named Tom Perez, and he cannot convince people that the DNC has been rebooted. Now, for years, the identity of the DNC and their fundraising operation was so closely tied to Obama and then the Clintons that they never developed a strong bench. And now that he's out of office, Obama is keeping his DNC involvement to a minimum because he wants to get the money, not them. The donors complain the DNC doesn't have a message or a plan to win, and the Democrats have lost a string of high-profile special elections like the Ossoff race in Georgia. One top donor says he'll wait until they get new blood. Until then, he admits that he cannot get motivated. Another longtime donor says you just can't go to donors and say, support me, I'm the DNC. You have to rebuild the credibility. That problem is beyond their ability to fix. The Democrats now stand for one thing. Well, two things. Communism, and they hate Donald Trump. And with all their hearts and minds and souls, they love communism and hate Trump. Trump hatred may keep their comrades in the drive-by media in business, but it's not enough to win elections or apparently raise money.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
See, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their fourth annual Military Salute Giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmerd, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 5 of 7 members of the College Station City Council were not ready to approve the first rate increase for residential trash collection in 10 years.
The majority signed it with James Benham and wanted more information about the residential rate increase of $2.35 a month and remained frozen for the next 5 years.
I frankly expect better data before we make these kind of decisions, and this is a massive fee increase tacked on to a massive tax increase that we already did, tacked on to impact fees, tacked on to a utility maintenance fee. All that happened in the last 18 months. And so let's just tack on another 15%. Guys, this adds up. Pay attention.
Benham also received majority support to gauge the interest of private companies picking up trash. City Manager Kelly Templin warned about the trade-off of privatization.
We have something of a concierge service here, and we have a model in College Station that's difficult for the private sector to respond to because, as you know, our bulky division is out there picking up couches and 65-inch televisions in May. And they're running routes until 9 p.m. Waste management, it's going to be difficult for Waste Management Republic to do that.
Staff said the increase would take care of their revenue needs. The sanitation services budget's projected to lose more than $200,000 this year and more than $1 million in each of the two following years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hurricane Harvey has slowed down the development of a future YMCA branch in College Station.
Unfortunately, Harvey took a toll on 4 YMCA facilities in the Houston area. And so we've had to kind of pull back a little bit, let them regroup, get those facilities back up and running and repaired.
Mayor Carl Mooney on our show says negotiations continue with the Houston Y.
We just spoke to the YMCA folks, and they're going to be putting together 3 different pro formas for the group to look at. which they think is going to be a viable way to get things going, and we're excited about it.
Last night, the city council approved construction of a sewer line that will serve as the where the proposed Y location. More federal money is coming to Bryan to pay most of the cost of additional bike lanes and sidewalks. City officials have announced receiving nearly $2 million. That will be matched with $654,000 in local money, plus the time of city staff to design the projects. New sidewalks will be built along both sides of Coulter from South College to William Joel Bryan. New bike lanes will be built along Coulter from South College to 29th. And a 12-foot-wide shared use path will be built along the freeway's northbound frontage road from Boonville to Old Reliance. Blinn College trustees at this month's meeting received an update on capital projects. Facilities Director Richard O'Malley says $4.5 million is still available from bond financing that was originally issued for projects in Brazos County.
The board has directed the administration to look at a few projects here on the Brenham campus, some smaller projects, the W.L. Moody Library, the Rankin Ag Complex, and then an increase of our Student Center food service area.
More than $48 million in bond money was raised in part to build Blinn's first building at the Rellis campus. O'Malley says planning continues for new facilities to house Blinn's health science, veterinary technology, and dental hygiene programs.
The health science, that's what's going into the A&M building. Vet tech is more than likely going into the trades building, although that's still being discussed. And dental hygiene is... we're still discussing that as well on where that goes.
O'Malley says construction at the Rellis campus is more than 30% complete. The mother of a 9-year-old boy is accused of not getting medical assistance for her son. According to the arrest report from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 31-year-old Kimberly Payne of suburban Bryan told a family member that she did not have the money to pay to treat her son's broken collarbone after he fell off a motorized 2-wheel bicycle. Payne is out of jail on bond after her arrest on a charge of injury to a child. A Bryan woman awaiting trial on charges that include setting fire to a car in downtown Bryan last year is back in jail. 37-year-old Belle Ann Gates was arrested by College Station police Wednesday morning on a charge of stealing her ex-boyfriend's car. According to the arrest report, the Mercedes was found in a ditch near the intersection of Wellburn and Barron Roads. The owner of the car is also the victim in a family violence assault case that Gates is also awaiting a trial. The trial includes a third charge of evading arrest from a CSPD officer. The finish line continues to get closer in the restoration of the historic Queen Theater in downtown Bryan. Ben Hardiman, who has been the point man since the project began more than 7 years ago, is looking towards a grand opening next February.
Since August 9th, we've had two or more contractors within the facility working simultaneously every day until Monday of this week. So we got a lot done during that period of time. We have quite a bit more work to do.
Fundraising continues to finish what will be a public and private event facility. More information is online at downtownbryan.com. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 62 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Maroon never looked so good. Maroon U is your ultimate stop for brand name apparel, gifts, and accessories for the entire family. From Columbia, Cutter & Buck, Adidas, 47 Brand, and our newest line, Vera Bradley, we're able to outfit you for every occasion. Visit our family of companies on Holloman Drive in College Station and take a peek of all of our new fall and football arrivals. Visit Maroon U today, voted best gift shop in the best of the Brazos since 2016. Maroon never looks so good with Maroon U.
I'm Bob Brick, candidate for College Station City Council, Place 1. College Station is a great city. Its mission statement is to maintain the quality of life for our citizens. I'm running for the council because I want to honor that mission by fully funding core services, including police, fire, and transportation infrastructure to support the growth we're experiencing, by encouraging smart, sustainable growth, and by making our neighborhoods safe and secure. I ask for your support. I'm Bob Brick for College Station City Council. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Brick Campaign. Don Hellriegel, Treasurer.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Good morning, it's 7:40, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather. It's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here's some numbers.
Cold front will race across the area today. It's going to be partly sunny, windy, with the chance of a shower as the front comes through. A lot cooler today, 60 to 65. Becoming clear, cold tonight, breezy into the evening, lows 35 to 40. Sunshine and still cool tomorrow with highs of 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. The outlook for Sunday, abundant sunshine, highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're breaking down Friday Night Lights. The Collin Station Cougars have a tough one this evening as they welcome the Waco Lions to town. Here's Coach Steve Huff.
Offensively, I've got two or three guys that can go the distance at any time. And then defensively, they, you know, they just swarm the ball and get after you. So and they're real good up front defensively. So it's definitely, there's no doubt it's a chore.
We'll talk about that matchup as well as some other ones going on around the Brazos Valley. Of course, Fighting Texas Aggie football is in action tomorrow as it welcomes Mississippi State to town. We'll hear some from Coach Kevin Sumlin. I'm so excited. My voice is cracking.
Hey.
And and on the soccer pitch, the 14th-ranked Aggs wrapped up their regular season on a high note last night. All that more, including Game 3 of the World Series, coming up in sports.
Yeah, they play, tonight, Saturday, and Sunday, huh? They just jam them all in right there, is that
right? Yeah, well, they have the travel days, but typically what they'll do with the World Series, since it's a best of seven, they'll play the first two at one place, take a break, a day break, then they'll play the next three at the other place, take a break, a day break, and then they play the last two at the first location.
They don't stretch it out like the NBA Finals.
Oh, my gosh. The NBA Finals is
like, what, 2.5 weeks?
It's the dumbest format in the world because they play these one and one. So instead of playing, you know, three straight games or whatever at one place, they'll play one game at one place, take a day off, then play the next game at the other place, and then they'll go back. So,
and it's the NBA.
It's the NBA.
Just to begin with. Who cares? All right, so here we go. Nutritionists have ranked our Halloween candy for us from best to worst. And as Chelsea said, it doesn't really matter. You're going to eat what you're going to eat.
Yeah. Exactly.
But just so you know, so you can feel badly about this as you eat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So here's the list of the 9 candies, starting with the worst.
The worst. Okay.
That'd be your Tootsie Roll Midgies.
Midgies?
Tootsie Roll?
They're
That's okay.
Chewy.
I can pass on those.
Okay, 6 pieces, has 140 calories. There's no fiber or protein. What? Who's eating candy for fiber?
For protein and fiber.
Okay, number 7 is Twizzlers.
Oh.
And now what's interesting
I
listened to Gordon Deal this morning on America's First News, and he's saying Twizzlers is movie candy. It's not even Halloween candy.
Oh, I mean, that's okay. That. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had Twizzlers at the movies anyway.
Well, number 6, Kit Kats. Okay, Kit Kat miniatures coming at 170 calories. Number 5 is Twix at 150 calories. Mm. See, those are two that, you know,
are popular. Twix.
Snickers. Mm-mm. Snickers, a 4-piece serving of Snickers miniatures, 107 calories.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hey, speaking of...
And they've got peanuts. There's your protein.
That's right.
Protein.
Do you know how Snickers got its name?
No.
Franklin Mars, patriarch of the Mars Company, named the candy bar after his beloved racehorse.
Oh.
Snickers.
His family owned it, and it passed away, so he named it Snickers. Snickers was raised on their family farm. You know what the farm was called? The Milky Way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
That's
okay.
Why you listen, so you can find out stuff like
Man.
That. Number three is Blow Pops. They have 13 grams of sugar and only 70 calories. That's pretty good. Look at this. You're supposed to feel good about yourself. Number two is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
No.
A single peanut butter cup has 110 calories and 11 grams of sugar. But there's 2 grams of protein and a gram of fiber. They've got fiber
in it. Muscle-building candy.
And here's your number one super healthy Halloween candy, gummy bears, gummy worms. Specifically the Trolley Sour Bite
Nice.
Crawlers.
Those are delicious.
Those are good.
You got those going on. Okay. So there, those are your healthy candies. You can eat that and feel good. Hey.
And feel good.
The storm is coming your way. Out in Smetana, it's 59 degrees and wind's blowing hard.
Thank you.
Ooh, here he comes.
Here.
Hello.
Sweater
weather.
You going to tell us all about Necco wafers now?
No, we're not talking about Necco wafers. No. They have rodent hair in them. I'm almost sure. I don't know that they do.
Rodent hair.
I used to tell Turbyville that.
I just made them up.
Yeah. Rodent hair.
By the way, did you know that M&M and M&M stands for Mars and Murray?
Yeah, the brothers. Is
yeah.
that right?
Well, okay. I don't know if they were they brothers?
No, I'm not sure.
But I know it was the Mars company. Yeah. So believe it or not, yeah, M&M stands for something.
Rodent hair.
I used to say that to him. It's not true. It's not true.
Sure,
false
it's
advertising.
Not
true. We're going to get a big old lawsuit slapped on the Infomaniacs because we're talking about rodent hair and Necco wafers.
What happened was Tom went to Boston, and right there at the airport is the New England Candy Company.
Mm-hmm.
Necco. That's how they get Necco. And so he, of course, got a picture taken in front of the sign for Necco wafers because it's his favorite candy.
Because he loves them.
And at the time, we couldn't find him anywhere in town.
You got to go to Cracker Barrel. Well, that's probably the only place that sells them.
Well, at the time, at least, they were in corner convenience stores and all that.
Okay.
And then shortly after that, I went on vacation. I went into a town that had a candy store.
Right.
And they had jillions of kinds of Necco wafers.
Okay.
In fact, they had a sleeve of all chocolate Necco wafers. Mm. So I bought those for him, and that's the last I heard about Necco wafers. So.
Right.
Hello.
Hey,
did you name anything after your racehorse?
No, I didn't. I don't have a racehorse. But anyway. And that's fine. Necco wafers are wonderful for people who like them. There's no doubt about that. Now, Lifesavers. Why are Lifesavers the way that they look, with their round shape? A guy named Clarence Crane was the creator. He got the idea because at that time, most mints were square.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
His inspiration
came. He wanted to change things up.
Well, he saw a machine making pills, and he realized that that would be a really good way to do that.
Okay.
So, there.
But are they named Lifesavers because of like the...
because they look like the Lifesavers. Like, exactly.
Or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So based on criteria of flavor, acidity, bitterness, and sweetness, wine experts now can allow you to pair your Halloween candy with wine.
Oh, perfect. I'm just going to skip the candy.
Okay, Whoppers with Cabernet Sauvignon.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with Sherry.
Ew.
Ooh, that's a lot of sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Hershey's Kisses with your basic Zinfandel.
Okay.
But that's the good news.
Oh, okay.
The bad news is there is a wine shortage right around the corner.
No.
Oh, no.
What's causing the world? It's a world wine shortage. Oh. It'll be Italy, Spain, and France. The world's top three wine producers have dealt with bad harvests in recent months due to the weather.
Global warming.
Climate change, Zach.
Climate change.
Exactly. Which has caused overall wine production to drop in U.S. America. Of course, the wildfires in California have decimated parts of the wine country, which is the fourth largest producer of wine, meaning that those vineyards can't make up for what's being lost in Europe. Normally, they would be able to offset one another, but now they're not going to be able to do that. And so it means almost on all fronts, there's going to be a shortage out there.
Start stocking up now.
Exactly. Though a number of boutique wineries have begun to pop up, they will not produce wine on a large scale as would be needed to make the difference. The last time we had a harvest like this was 1982.
It's okay. We've got Messinahoff in town.
That's it. Right
good
here.
To go.
No wildfire.
And
no
Chelsea's got a nice stockpile at her place.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Well.
That's number three on your fast dial,
goes
right?
quickly.
Yeah.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes. They're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 28th, it's feral hogs. Feral hogs are an ever-growing expensive problem for farmers, ranchers, and property owners. Come learn the latest in control measures this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
I heard a terrible story out of Sao Paulo, Brazil, about a teenager who was caught stealing a bicycle. He was nabbed by a couple of locals who decided to teach the boy a lesson he'd never forget. The two men, one of them a tattoo artist, uploaded a video to social media of themselves tattooing a humiliating message on the boy's forehead. The squiggly and very permanent handwriting said this in Portuguese, "I am a thief and a loser." The two men were arrested and charged with torture. The boy was recovering at the hospital when he told reporters, "The tattoo can be removed, but the scars will remain in my mind." I shake my head in disbelief at a story like that, and I'm shocked that anyone would react that way toward a misguided teenager. He was wrong to steal, yes, but no child deserves to be branded with such a terrible label. That's a great story to remember the next time your teenager makes a bad decision and you feel like you're going to lose your temper. When parents lash out in anger, they're liable to say things they'll regret later and leave their children feeling attacked and humiliated. It's almost like tattooing the word loser on their hearts. Your children need the same thing that young man in Brazil needed, someone to believe in them. Propel your children forward in life by teaching them to learn from their mistakes and by believing that they can get on the right track. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. A&M Consolidated, fresh off a 12-3 victory over Bryan, welcomes winless Waco University to town tonight. Coach Lee Fedora warns these are the kinds of games you have to watch out for.
Everybody has been asking me, man, they haven't won a game in so long. Well, those are the kind of games that scare you, because if your kids don't come out focused, that's where it's a big upset. And then it's across the media all over the state, the biggest upset of the year.
Kickoff between the 6-2 Tigers and 0-7 Trojans is at 7:30 with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the north side of town, it's the battle at the green as Bryan and Runner duke it out. Vikes head coach Ross Rogers isn't sleeping on the Rangers.
Their excitement wanting to play against the Bryan Vikings, and we don't handle it, then that gives them more time to stay in the ball game. And they've got some skilled kids that scare us. They've got some kids that play real hard, and we better bring the same intensity.
Now on the other side, Coach Greg Morgan hopes his Rangers can pull off the upset on rivalry night.
These kids grew up next door. A lot of times went to junior high with each other, and the familiarity with each other's players and programs, you know, is never going to be any greater.
Coach Morgan and the 0-7 Rangers will actually play host to Rogers and the 3-4 Vikings at 7:30. Rangers coverage will be on Willie 1550 with Vikes broadcast on Sports Radio 1150.
The College Station Cougars and Coach Steve Huff are riding high in the saddle after jumping out to a 4-0 start in district play. However, they'll have a tough test in front of them tonight as they welcome the 4-3 Waco Lions to town.
Offensively, they've got two or three guys that can go the distance at any time, and then defensively, they, you know, they just swarm the ball and get after you. So, and they're real good up front defensively. So, it's definitely, there's no doubt it's a chore.
Things underway at 7:30 at Cougar Field with broadcast on the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere, Navasota pays a visit to Cleveland at 7 on Willie 97.7. Brazos Christian heads to Riker Catholic at 7:30, and Allen Academy entertains Covenant Christian at 7. St. Joe's will be in action tomorrow night as the Eagles travel to Central Texas Christian at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. In the college game, the Fighting Texas Aggies are at home tomorrow, taking on Mississippi State at Kyle Field. Now, the Aggs are coming off a bye, and I asked Coach Kevin Sumlin what the benefits were of getting some rest before taking on the physical Bulldogs.
We just went, Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, right? So I think it's a combination of all those things. The time that happened, that Florida game was a pretty physical game, as physical as we've been in since I've been here. So I think it's a combination of all the games. But for us, you know, it came at a good time.
Kickoff between the 5-2 Aggies and 5-2 Bulldogs is set for 6:15 p.m. The Fan Zone show will get underway at 3 right here on WTAW. Out on the soccer pitch, the 14th-ranked Aggies wrapped up their regular season on a high note last night, edging Mississippi State 2-1 for their 10th straight win. The Maroon and White finished the regular season in second place in the SEC at 9-1-0, a 1 point behind South Carolina. Next up will be the SEC tournament out in Orange Beach, Alabama. Game 3 of the World Series is set for tonight down in Houston. After dropping Game 1 in L.A., the Astros were able to even things up with a 7-6 win over the Dodgers Wednesday night. Now this evening, they'll be leaning heavily on righty Lance McCullers to make the start in an enclosed Minute Maid Park.
Well, that's how we play most of the games here. We're very used to it. I definitely think it's part of our home field advantage. But that's how we play almost 81 games at home. We have to play close near 60 or more like that. So we're very accustomed to it, which I think why a lot of the guys want it to stay the same.
McCullers' counterpart tonight will be right-hander Yu Darvish, who is 4-1 with a 2.16 ERA and 6 starts at Minute Maid Park. Things underway at 7:20. Harrison Barnes scored 22 points, but the Dallas Mavericks still came up short to the Memphis Grizzlies last night, 96-91. This evening, it'll be the Houston Rockets visiting the Charlotte Hornets at 6, and the San Antonio Spurs head to Orlando to take on the Magic at 6 o'clock as well. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars came up short to the Oilers last night, 5-4 in Edmonton. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Fordham Navasota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Fordham Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, We create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hey, about a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs in Salina, Kansas. Resident William Cookson recently started painting his house, but before he could finish the job, orders came for him to deploy to Kuwait with his Kansas Army National Guard unit. The Military Affairs Council in the Salina Area Chamber of Commerce got word of the unfinished paint job, so folks with the chamber contacted instructors at the Diesel Technology Program, and their students went over there and volunteered to finish painting his house.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. Some of you was telling me yesterday. We don't have any good news, so there.
There's some good news.
All right, again, today is the best day to buy your Halloween candy, so we'll give you some information about that in just a little while. And, of course, we always promise to give you some amazing fact that you can take into the break room today. The most common sentence in the Harry Potter books is, nothing happened.
Oh.
So there you are.
Huh.